While there haven't been any reported cyber attacks on an airplane, the risks for such attacks grow because airplane systems are going to continue to be more connected.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Holly Hobbs. Airplanes are equipped with systems that provide information about the weather, flight location, communication, and more. While these systems are critical to flight safety, they also present opportunities for cyber attacks on commercial airplanes. Today we talk with two GAO experts about a new report about cybersecurity issues facing avionics systems. Joining us are Nick Marinos, an expert on cybersecurity issues and a director in our information technology and cybersecurity team, and Heather Kraus, an expert on aviation safety and a director in our physical infrastructure team. Thank you for joining us, Heather and Nick.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
So, Nick, what are the cybersecurity risks to airplanes?
So, avionics systems, if not properly protected, could be vulnerable to a variety of potential cyber attacks. So, critical data that may be used by systems within the airplane's cockpit could be altered. It's possible that someone with authorized access could even intentionally or unintentionally misuse flight data. It's possible that commercial components within avionics systems may contain vulnerabilities that enable cyber attacks.
Where are these threats coming from?
Well, the reality is it's from a bunch of different sources, including nation states, cyber criminals, terrorists, and insider threats.
And would these attacks occur when planes are on the ground or during flights?
So I think it's really important to emphasize that to date, there haven't been any reported cyber attacks on an operational airplane. Having said that, these attacks could occur on the ground. So when an airplane is physically connected to other airport systems, and attacks could come through systems and devices that may even be used by maintenance crews. It's also important to note, though, that FAA and airlines are aware of these possibilities, and so far they've been taking actions along with the manufacturers to prevent anyone from mounting a successful cybersecurity attack, either in flight or on the ground.
And Heather, what's the federal role in protecting flights from cyber attacks?
Several federal agencies play a role in identifying and reducing cybersecurity risks. So FAA is responsible for the safety and oversight of the commercial aviation system, but DHS is also involved. They're responsible for identifying cybersecurity vulnerabilities and coordinating actions to mitigate cybersecurity risks across the federal government. DHS, along with DOD, have responsibilities related to airplane cybersecurity research in coordination with FAA and aviation stakeholders. So it's important that these agencies really work together and coordinate with industry and other stakeholders to ensure that the aviation system is protected.
And Heather, when I think of air travel, I think of the major airline companies, which are private companies, right? Don't they also play a role in protecting travelers from these attacks?
Absolutely. In particular, with the airlines, they're responsible for adhering to guidance provided to them by the manufacturer when the aircraft is purchased. And the guidance includes instructions on how maintenance of the airplane's internal networks and external connections, as well as a process for addressing and reporting safety-related cybersecurity incidents to FAA and to the manufacturer. The airlines are also required to file an aircraft network security program with the FAA. That program helps to ensure that electronic security protections are in place. And then the FAA inspectors are then responsible for monitoring the airline's adherence to this program. However, we found that FAA does not require periodic testing of avionics systems as a preventative measure to reduce cybersecurity risk. And we feel that such testing could help FAA ensure that there are controls in place to effectively mitigate the evolving cybersecurity risks for avionics.
So it sounds like avionics systems, which are meant to promote safety on airplanes and other aircraft, can also be attractive targets to cyber terrorists and other bad actors. But that FAA and other stakeholders, like commercial airline companies, are working together to protect flights from these risks. Heather, what additional steps could FAA take to better protect airplanes from cyber attacks?
A key action we identified for FAA is to conduct a risk assessment of avionics system cybersecurity and then develop a plan to address those risks. Once that assessment is completed, it can be used for FAA to develop the appropriate training programs for staff overseeing avionics cybersecurity, two, to develop and implement guidance for avionics cybersecurity testing of new airplane designs. Third, it could be used to consider revising its procedures for monitoring the effectiveness of avionics cybersecurity controls in deployed aircraft. And finally, the assessment can help in terms of considering the extent to which oversight resources should be committed to avionics cybersecurity.
And Nick, last question. Bottom line, what should people know about the threat of cyber attacks on airplanes?
Well, there haven't been any reported cyber attacks on an airplane. The risks for such attacks grow because airplane systems are going to continue to be more connected in the future than ever. And as Heather pointed out, we think it's very important for FAA and the aviation industry to take steps to make sure that these risks are mitigated in the future.
That was GAO's Heather Krause and Nick Marinos talking about their new report on aviation cybersecurity. Thank you for your time, team.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Holly.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, and make sure you leave a rating or review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.